People sometimes say, you need to get out of your head. That advice can sound helpful, but it can also feel dismissive. You may wonder, how can I stop thinking about something that really happened? Getting out of your head does not mean denying reality. It does not mean pretending rejection did not hurt or ignoring difficult emotions. It means interrupting an unhelpful mental loop and returning to God, the present moment, healthy relationships, and faithful action. There is an important difference between reflection and rumination. Reflection asks, what happened? What can I learn? What is true before God? What is my next faithful step? Rumination circles the same pain without moving toward wisdom or action. It replays conversations, imagines motives, builds arguments that may never happen, and slowly begins treating assumptions as facts. Philippians 4:8 reminds us to focus on what is true, honorable, just, pure, and worthy of praise. Notice that Paul begins with what is true. Truth might sound like this. That comment hurt me. I don't know why they haven't responded. I may be assuming the worst. I need clarification. I cannot control another person's response. I need God's wisdom. Getting out of your head begins by separating facts from interpretations. A fact is, they haven't answered my message. An interpretation is, they're ignoring me because I don't matter. That interpretation may be true, or it may not. A wise self-conversation slows down the conclusion. You can say, I know they haven't responded. I don't yet know why. I feel rejected, but my feelings cannot reveal another person's motives. My worth is secure in Christ. I can choose my next faithful step. The same is true with anger. Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry and do not sin. Anger can reveal that something important happened. Perhaps a boundary was crossed. Perhaps someone was treated unfairly. But anger becomes destructive when it feeds revenge, resentment, or endless accusation. Instead, try saying, I am angry, and I want to understand why. I will not let anger control my response. I can seek truth without feeding hatred. I will wait until I am calm enough to respond wisely. Sometimes getting out of your head also requires caring for your body. God created you as a whole person. Your thoughts are influenced by your sleep, breathing, movement, nutrition, and relationships. Sometimes the next faithful step is simple. Stand up. Take a slow breath. Drink some water. Go for a short walk. Put the phone away. Write down the facts. Pray aloud. Talk with a trusted person. Complete the next responsibility in front of you. These actions are not avoiding reality. They help you return to reality with greater clarity. You may still need a difficult conversation. You may need pastoral care, counseling, medical support, or another qualified resource. Grounding yourself does not replace those steps. It prepares you to take them wisely. The goal is not to stop thinking deeply. The goal is to think in a way that stays connected to truth, scripture, the Holy Spirit, healthy relationships, and faithful action. You do not have to keep replaying every conversation or every possible outcome. You can place what you cannot control into the hands of Jesus Christ. Then ask yourself, Lord, what is true? What belongs to me? What does not belong to me? What is the next faithful thing I can do? As you continue practicing this pattern, your mind becomes less controlled by fear, assumptions, and endless mental loops. Instead, it becomes increasingly shaped by God's truth, His peace, and the wisdom He faithfully provides each day.